Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we get started, let's find three people and tell them it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good year. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And we can say that with confidence, amen? Because we know our God. We know we serve a good God. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good year. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Psalms 31:19. And they're going to get that up. They're turning on these fans so it's not so stuffy. And they're getting things nice and comfortable in here. Thanks, you guys. You guys are wonderful back there. But Psalms 31:19. Hallelujah. And this is, I'm going to read mainly out of the New King James Version. Thank you. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you, in the presence of the sons of men. Hallelujah. When we were up, we just got back from Oklahoma, as many of you know. We went up there and we were in some meetings that they usually have around the beginning of the year. And there was a word spoken out by Dr. Ricky Edwards, and it was 2022 will be more of 2021. So we have to think, 2021, what happened in 2021? And I know a lot of us here, a lot of wonderful, good things happened in 2021. Hallelujah. Best year that we have ever had. Glory to God. So we can see that. And we need to really, and actually you guys also need to be really asking the Holy Spirit, okay, Holy Spirit, 2021, we're going to have more of that in 2022. We're going to be doing more. We're going to, you know, all those things that we confessed all last year of more of the love of God and more of this and exceeding in different things. We're going to be doing more. We're going to be doing more of that, more and more. We're going to be growing. We're going to be striving for more. Hallelujah. The TPT version of Psalms 31:19. And I don't know if you have that back there or not, Mr. Paul, but it says, Lord, how wonderful you are. Hallelujah. We can just stop there. Glory to God. How wonderful you are. You have stored up so many good things for us, like a treasure chest heaped up and spilling over with blessing. Glory to God. All for those who honor and worship you. Do you honor and worship the Lord? I know we were just honoring and worshiping the Lord and worship. Glory to God. Everybody knows what you can do for those who turn and hide themselves in you. Glory to God. I'm just going to read that again. Lord, how wonderful you are. Man, glory to God. You have stored up so many good things for us, like a treasure chest heaped up and spilling over with blessings, all for those who honor and worship you. Everybody knows what you can do for those who turn and hide themselves in you. Glory to God. So I looked up some different commentaries and different things in here about some different pieces of this. McLaren's expository commentary says the goodness that has already been wrought, so the goodness that has already happened in your life, amen, the goodness that you've already experienced, dwindles in comparison to the goodness that lays in store. Hallelujah. Dwindles in comparison to the goodness that lays in store. Wow. It's going to be a good year. Amen. It's going to be a good year. Glory to God. The goodness that has already been wrought. Glory to God. Last year was a good year. We've already experienced wonderful goodness, the goodness of God. But it dwindles in comparison to the goodness that lays in store. There's so much more in store. Amen. There is so much more in store. The Barnes Notes on the Bible Commentary says this about those scriptures that we read, which thou has laid up. All right, those words, which when it said, which thou has laid up, it says, which thou hast treasured up. So the Hebrew word for laid up means treasured up. That is, goodness and mercy had been, as it were, treasured up for such as an emergency, as a man treasures up food in the autumn for winter, or you can think of it like this, wealth for the wants of old age, as somebody puts stuff into their retirement account. Okay, yeah. If we think about it like that, if we can kind of bring the Bible into our world, into where we can grasp things, we treasure it up. It's treasured up. It's laid up for us. Amen. The goodness of God is thus a treasure girded up for the needs of his people. A treasure always accessible. Amen. Always accessible. Always accessible. A treasure that can never be exhausted.
Amen.
A treasure that can never be exhausted.
Amen.
Glory to God. If we could just scratch the surface of that, what that really means. Hallelujah. What that really means. A treasure that can never be exhausted. Hallelujah. All right, so there's a story to kind of put this in a little bit of perspective. I didn't get a date on this when this actually happened, because we recently heard it from another minister that did this as an example, but it was so good I wrote it down. A long time ago, the ambassador of Spain, then the wealthiest country in Europe, once visited the court of Venice to arrange a treaty. One of the princes of the palace led the ambassador to see the sights and later to see the treasury. That's where he saw huge cisterns filled with heaps of gold and precious stones. The ambassador asked for a staff, and he thrust it down among the coins. The Venetian prince said, "What are you doing that for?" The ambassador said, "I want to see if there's a bottom." The prince assured him, "Oh yes, there is a bottom." The ambassador of Spain said, "Oh, prince, there is no bottom of the treasuries of my king in Spain," referring to the many precious gold and silver mines that belonged to Spain. If we can kind of see that into the idea of of us going into a treaty, if I can just say it like that, going into a treaty, thank you, Jesus. We have more than just a treaty, more than just a document signed or a contract. We have a covenant with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you think about it, we're poking around at God. Huh, let's see. Where's the bottom of this, God? And God's just over there. You know, and we're thinking, and what a great thing to think that we're on the better side of that covenant. Amen. Yeah. We take all of God's and God takes all of ours. But glory to God, we are on the better side of that covenant. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God, the treasure that can never be exhausted. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. It's going to be a good year. Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 61, if we can turn there, please. Isaiah 61, as this new year starts to arise, we step into this new year and starts to come forth in this new year. We're going to read Isaiah 61. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. This is New King James Version. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise and shine, for the light has come. We know the light is Jesus. Amen. The light is Jesus. Arise and shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory, what does the glory consist of? What are the characteristics of the glory? Because we need to know that. Because if the glory of the Lord has risen upon us, what are some things that we're going to be seeing in our life? What are some things that we're going to be able to pour out into other people's lives? The glory, very simplistic condensed idea here of the glory, because, amen, his glory, when we start talking about the glory of God, you start talking about it and talking about it and talking, you just get excited, and one thing leads to another, but basically it falls into these three things. It's his manifested presence, hallelujah. His manifested power, glory to God. And his manifested goodness.
Amen.
Remember when Moses was pleading with God and he was saying, show me your glory, show me your glory. And God said, well, go into the rock here. And he put him in the cleft of the rock. And he passed by him. But in those words, and I should have written it down, but in those words, it said, Moses said, he showed me his goodness.
Yes.
His goodness. So we know that his goodness is directly tied to the glory.
Yes.
His goodness is directly tied to his glory.
Amen.
His manifested presence, his manifested power, and his manifested goodness.
Amen.
So I'm going to read this again, and let's keep those in mind as we think about this. Arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, for the manifested presence of the Lord is risen upon you. For his manifested power of the Lord is risen upon you. For the manifested goodness of the Lord is risen upon you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go down to verse 2 here. What did I say? Oh my goodness. Isaiah 60 verse 1 is what I was trying to say earlier. Isaiah 61. 60.1. 60 verse 1. There we go. Sorry. There we go. All right. Now we're going to go to verse 2. Perfect. Okay. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. How many feels like sometimes we are living in a world where darkness is covering the earth? I mean, there's some dark stuff out there, and glory to God. Amen. We are here, and we will see the things of the Lord take place in the world. Hallelujah. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, the deep darkness, the people. But the Lord, glory to God, can we say, but the Lord, but the Lord will arise over you. Hallelujah. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory, there's the word again,
yes.
And his glory will be seen upon you. It will be seen upon you. So it's not just risen upon you. Yes, it has been risen upon us, glory to God, but it's also going to be seen upon us.
Amen.
Seen. Other people are going to see it upon us. The glory of the Lord, so his manifested presence is going to be seen upon us. His manifested power, seen upon us. His manifested goodness is seen upon us. Verse 3 here. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. We better get ready. If we really believe this for 2022, we better get ready. Because we know that the Word of God says, for the goodness of God leads men to repentance. So as this is shining upon us, and as people start to see this glory that is on us, the Gentiles shall come to your light. The Gentiles shall come to your light. What is different about you? They're never angry. They never cuss out the boss. They never talk bad about their boss in the lunch break room. You know, those things, that speaks loud. No matter if you are a Christian, if you go and talk bad about your boss in the lunch room. Oh, I thought they were a Christian. But look what they're doing. You know, those little things, those speak loud. Those speak a lot louder. Those actions speak a lot louder than what we are saying with our mouth when we're doing something different than what our mouth is saying. Amen? We all know that. We've seen that in our lives, other people's lives, and we need to get those things lined up. Amen? Because the Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. And the kings to the brightness of your rising. So we better get ready for a great harvest of souls. Amen. Hallelujah. And here at Spirit Life Church, we've been working on that for a while. We've been getting systems in place for a while. Because when we've stepped into this, we thought, okay, if we really believe that this place could double, are we really physically ready for that? Are there systems in place to be able to handle that much people easily, getting them in and out through the doors, you know, just different things, you know, checking in the children, those kind of things that you have to naturally have in place. You know, do we have enough chairs? Are our chairs in good order? Are fans working? Are the air conditioning, you know, going? Those kind of things are if we're really believing it, then you're going to be doing something about it. I mean, that's with anything that you're believing God for. If you're really believing God for a new car, you're going to be cleaning out the garage. That actually happened to Brother Clinton. He was believing God for a car way back when, and his garage was still full of stuff. And God told him it's time to clean out that garage. And he did. And guess what? He got a new car. Amen. Glory to God. You'll start putting actions to those things that you're believing God for. So first of all, we need to be, I believe it's a very good thing to write down what you're believing God for. Write down those things that you have goals. So when those things do come to pass, when you've been praying for something and you receive it, okay, there's the checklist. Wow, God, thank you so much, Lord. We got this, you know. Those kind of things are important. We need to start writing those things down.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. And I believe we are headed into greater days of unprecedented goodness that we have never experienced before in our lives. If you really believe that for 2022, that we are headed into greater days of unprecedented goodness that we have never experienced before in our life. That's what we're headed for. That's what we're stepping into. Glory to God. This is the fifth day of January. Is that correct? Am I have it right in my head? Fifth day of January. 5 days into January. It's going to be a good year. Amen. It's going to be a good year. Let's turn to Psalms 119:68. Amen. And New King James Version on this one. Psalms 119 .68. It says, you are good. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. We have the greatest teacher of all. Amen.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is our teacher.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
He is our teacher. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. Psalms 1, oh, this is in the Message translation. You are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. Train me in your goodness. If we see Father God as giving and loving, what are we supposed to be? We are supposed to be just like Him. We're made in the image of Him.
Yes, amen.
We're blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
We are giving. We are loving.
Yes.
Amen? You are good and you are the source of good. Train me in your goodness. Glory to God. God is good. Sometimes this point right here can really be hard for some people to actually grasp. Because maybe they haven't seen God. You know, actually it's more of a they've been told that God isn't good.
Right. Amen.
That, you know, somehow an act of God, a tornado tore down their house, or some odd thinking like that.
Yes. Amen.
But no, God is good.
Yes.
And if we can say it also this way, the devil is bad.
Yes.
And we need to train ourselves, just like it says, train me in your goodness. You are the source of good. Train me in your goodness. We need to be helping ourselves. We need to be helping others around us. When we hear that they have some kind of skewed idea of God, that He's just up there trying to somehow punish them for whatever they might be doing, or I better not do that, or God's going to punish me, or I broke my leg and God's teaching me something. Whew, I am glad we have been redeemed from those thoughts. Hallelujah. That we know better not to think of God like that. Hallelujah. God is good. Now, sometimes there are hard times. Sometimes there are hard days. Sometimes we walk through a little bit of hard times. There's scripture, and we've just heard a couple sermons recently about thank God for the hard times. And that's hard to say. Oh, you guys were there too. That's hard to say sometimes. When we were first being taught that, when they first started out the message, I wasn't even really saying it at first. Believe God for the hard times, and I'm supposed to repeat that after you? I don't think so. I don't believe God for the hard times. I only believe God for the good times. You know, all those things. But sometimes we do walk through hard things. Sometimes we do walk through hard things. But glory to God, He delivers us out of them all. Hallelujah. It says in Psalms 77, 10 through 12. Psalms 77, 10 through 12. And this is David speaking, I believe. And I said, this is my anguish. He was having a hard day, guys. He could have been having a hard week. We don't know exactly what was happening right here in his life when he was saying this, but this is my anguish. He was having a rough day. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your good deeds. He's showing us right here how to change things around, how to get out of that funk, how to get out of that pit that you're in, how to get out of that, you know, where you feel bad for yourself or, you know, those kind of days or pity party, yes. how to get out of that. How to remove yourself from that and get into the right training of thought again. How to renew our mind concerning those things when we are in some hard times. How do we get out of that? David's telling us, I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. He starts talking about the goodness of God, amen? I remember the works of the Lord. You start naming off things. We did this the other day. We started naming off things. Hallelujah. Like, thank you, God, for this. And we don't owe a payment on this anymore. And He's moved us from here. And, you know, just different things of what God has done in our life. And you need to be doing that same thing, counting the goodness of God, what God has brought you out of. Even if it's as simple as when you wake up, taking a deep breath. Thank you, Lord, that my lungs are working. When you step out of the bed, thank you, God, that I can stand on my two feet. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not in the hospital today. Whatever the case may be, if you are in the hospital, thank you, God, that you have good nurses around you. Thank you, God, for His word that shows you that there's healing available. Hallelujah. We have to remember those things. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember your wonders of old. I will also meditate on all your work and talk of your deeds. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is an interesting thought. If you spent as much time thinking about the goodness of God and praising Him and having a thankful heart as you do thinking of negatively and complaining about your situation, where would your life be at? When you just find yourself just complaining about stuff, just kind of in a weird mood, just kind of, you know, those kind of things that, it's interesting, if we could really kind of time, we need an app for this, you guys. If we could really time and see how much we'd say negative and even thinking negative, and being negative compared to thanking God, speaking positively, giving glory to God, having a thankful heart, praising God, being joyful. If we could really compare the two, where would our life be? Where would our life be? If we can kind of just grasp that. And Holy Spirit, I just thank you, Lord. You're going to remind us of that right now. As we leave this church, you're going to be reminding us. If we start complaining, if we start something negative, I wonder where my life would be if I didn't complain so much and if I were to be thanking God about this situation. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Psalms 78:4. And let's read it in the New King James Version, and then we're going to go to the TPT. Psalm 78, verse 4 here. I will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. Amen. We're supposed to be telling our children, amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Telling to the generations to come.
Yeah.
The praise of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done.
Yeah.
We need to be writing these things down. We need to be showing that next generation and our grandchildren and our children how good God is. Amen. I like how the TPT says it. We've heard true stories from our fathers about your rich heritage.
Amen.
We will continue to tell our children and not hide from the rising generation, the great marvels of our God, his miracles and power that have brought us all this far.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And if he can do it then, he can do it now.
Yep.
He can do it again. Amen. He can do it again, and he will do it for you in 2022. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to focus more on that. This new year, can we turn to our neighbor and say, it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year. We're going to see the goodness of God this year. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord, we do praise you. We worship you because, Lord, you are a good God. And we will tell of your marvels and your miraculous works. Hallelujah. We will tell of them. We will speak about them. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Lord, as we get things lined up in our life, I thank you, Jesus, as your glory rests upon us and as it shines on us, that it will be seen on us. And Lord, we will step out, hallelujah, and the Gentiles will come running, hallelujah, to see the goodness of God, the glory of God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that people that we never thought wanted to know about you, that we will see a change around this year, hallelujah, that we will see things changing and happening. And Lord, I thank you, Jesus, for those opportunities, that we will not shy down for those opportunities, but we will take courage when situations pop up. That's an open door for us to speak out and speak of your goodness, be able to witness to them, Father God. That your word says, when we open our mouth, you will fill it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we do apply that to our life, Father God. And Lord, beyond all of our words that we could ever say to anybody, I thank you, Jesus, that our life will be the ultimate testimony unto your name, Father God. Our life and the way that we live, the way that we treat the people that you have placed around us, that we will treat them with your love, that we will see them through your eyes, that our heartbeat will be your heartbeat for the lost, Father God. And thank you, Lord, that we will not shy down from your goodness, that we will not shy away from the promotions that are to come, that we will not shy away from the jobs coming our way and the things coming our way that we know that are your goodness, from opportunities that you have coming to our life in 2022. That we will not pass by your goodness. But Lord, we will be watching and we will be ready for your goodness, to be able to receive your goodness. That we're not going to be talked out or deceived from your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But we will use every opportunity to glorify you. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a good year, and we will give you all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, amen. Glory.